Red. It's awesome.
Flash. Everything is broken right now in the game, but I actually think it's pretty fun. This is Reddit Talks Clash. I am Rick, and we also have two other mods, Spencer and Sam. What I want you guys to do to open this up is pull out your phones, get your tablet, whatever you play Clash on, open up Clash to your main account. Okay. I see Sam on, I see Spencer on. Go in your Mashup Madness.
Hold on.
Your little Sour Elixir Cauldron.
Okay.
And Sam, how much Sour Elixir have you farmed?
There we go, Ron. I have farmed. The thing is, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not playing for the first week of the event, so mine is going to pale in comparison to yours, I'm sure. I have farmed 646,000.
You've completed it, though, right? That's that's enough to do.
By a country mile.
Spencer, how much have you farmed?
250,000.
But I am imagining that you have also completed the event.
Nope.
No, you haven't even unlocked the main track.
The event is 350. I'm at 250.
Are you all the way through the main track?
No. I'm on the Dark Elixir. That's my next.
I thought you would have gemmed it.
You know, I started gemming it and then I ran out of gems. And then I go to buy a gem pack, and I'm like, ugh, I already spent enough money on this game. Do I really need to add to it? So I decided
to Can I give you a suggestion? Instead of spending all this money on the game, you could instead play the game.
You know, I actually played a lot last night. I did 5 attacks in Clan Capital, which was really nice.
That's something. I mean, I think most people do 6, but... if you're just not good enough to finish.
Yeah, but Ricky was playing a lot, okay?
Yeah. And that's like a 500% increase, I know. Anyway, what is on the agenda today for everyone listening is we're going to go through the Clash of Ween Mashup Madness event that's wrapping up just now. We're going to talk about the Super Miner and the new meta in the Clan Capital. We're going to touch on a little bit of Clash Clans on the PC, and then Magic Jr., the Clash King dev, who we had on a couple weeks ago, made a post, and almost no one saw it, about the change in hit rates in Town Hall 10 and 14 after those last battle changes, so we're going to talk about that stuff too. So, starting us off, we know, Spencer, you haven't played much of it, but what are your initial thoughts on the Halloween event?
Well, yes, this event is pretty genius from the developers, especially with the 4 troops. I feel like if it was 1 or 2 troops in the track, it would be less cool. But not only do we have 4 temporary troops now, but they're all new, and we have all these amazing rewards in the track, and the mashup medals, which you could buy from the trader. In my opinion, it's a pretty genius event. This is our first one, so it's not going to be perfect, and for the next one, if there's a next one, they're definitely going to improve it. But yeah, overall, positive. The OP Lava Loon was a little annoying, and it still is a little bit, but it'll be gone soon, so that's what I keep telling myself.
I'm mostly in agreement with you, to be honest. I think Supercell's kind of blown it out of the water here. I think after the Autumn updates, I think a lot of people were left quite disappointed with the only Clan Capital content and also the UI changes. You know, there was a lot of discontent in the community. It was quite funny to see how, especially on the subreddit, it shifted from Supercell, this is the worst update ever, to Supercell, oh my gosh, this event is amazing. Supercell never do anything wrong. So the dialogue shift was really entertaining to see on that. But yeah, I think, especially after there was so much fear over a diamond pass, the fact they gave us another battle pass for free was awesome. I think the 4 new troops, like you said, the fact that we have 4 new troops was really cool, and they were, even though they're quote-unquote mashups between existing troops, they were all genuinely new. You know, they all did genuinely new things, which is great to see. I don't think we've ever seen that much effort being put into limited time troops, which is awesome. And yeah, I think you're right. Lava Loon is a bit broken, but like you said, it's only here for a few weeks. We can it's fun, right? Some people just enjoy spamming it and winning. And if it's only here for a few weeks, I think everyone can deal with that.
Man, it's fun. It really is. It's fun just crushing 6, 7, 8 triples a day in Legends. Okay. It's like I've been farming a ton, and you can tell just how insanely active everyone in the game is lately. I'm getting clouds in Masters 2, which I've never had before. The trophy offers I'm seeing down in like Masters 3 and 2 are like 3-4 cups from people in low crystal. It's got to be record activity, like so high. It's wild. I know Darian tweeted something when they nerfed Lava Loons. I should have looked it up. He tweeted out, or maybe it came from the regular Clash account on Twitter, but it is a statement something along the lines of, like, Lava Loon is super OP, and they're starting to notice it's affecting the loot in the game.
Oh, yeah, it's having, like, bad effects on the economy or something.
At that time, I hadn't really noticed it. I play my Town Hall 15, and I'm farming up what's going to be a 14 right now. It's an 11. But loot was great. I was tripling everything, climbing super fast, and it was working really well. And so when they nerfed Lava Loon, which hardly was a nerf really at all, I hadn't noticed a problem. But now I'm seeing like the knock-on effects a week or two later, and loot is really drying up, at least where I'm at. So I'm wondering if everyone else is having the same experience of it's having to be harder to find loot and also harder to climb. It feels like this is the most active the game has been in a long, long time.
Yeah, so I was in Titans last week, I think, because I'd just been slowly dropping trophies. And I was quite surprised how long it took me just to search an attack. And then, before, when I was pushing up from Titans, I'd wait till I found 30 trophies. But honestly, I was waiting just till I found 20 trophies by that point. I don't think I was paying much attention to the loot, as my account doesn't need any more upgrades, so I wasn't really focused on that. But yeah, certainly the trophy levels on offer and the clouds were so incredibly long. The activity must be through the roof, and I haven't even felt this for quite a long time. So that said, it might be because I am usually in Legends where that is less impactful.
Titans is always the first league to get hit with the clouds, just because there's so few players in it, presumably.
Yeah.
But yeah, just for me, even hitting clouds down in low Masters has been wild.
It is a shame that we don't get numbers in terms of activity. I mean, obviously, it'd be ridiculous if they did, because it was completely exposed when the game is in a little bit of a dry spell. But in times like this, you'd love to see how many players, like individual players, have been logging in, because I would be surprised if it's not in the millions.
We're not gonna get like a comparison stat ever, just because. You know, like, that's something I think they seem always hesitant to talk about. Mm. So we're not going to hear, like, oh, it was, you know, 3 times as active as it was the month before. But it's something that could be cool, and something that they've done in the past is just say, hey, there were 14 million Lava Loon attacks, and, you know, just, like, the big, cool, impressive numbers. I want to see some kind of cool stats about it, just
yeah,
reflecting how popular this event is. Or just confirming or what we're talking about now. Overall, like, what do you think that they really nailed with this event?
For one, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this looks just like the Gold Pass, you know, the event tracker, whatever it is you call it. And before that, I was trying to think, how on earth could they improve their events in the game, like Clash of Ween, Clashmas? And then I saw this. And just the event track itself, how you go to farm loot, that alone is just so genius. I don't want to overhype them, but it really is. And it shows how much work they put into it. Because part of the game is farming loot, and they've turned that into an event where you need to farm loot to get the rewards. And I just think that's awesome. So just the format and the structure of the event, I really think they nailed.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, I think they gave us a perfect formula of really actually easy to get free stuff. Yeah, the fact that you can get a book of everything just by playing, plus training buffs, research buffs, building buffs, other books, other potions, you name it. The fact you can get that all just by playing the game, it's even easier than clan games. You don't even have to accept a challenge. You can just play the game. And it's not like it was actually hard to max out the track, especially now when there are 4 Sour Elixir storages. You can get about 20,000 Sarah Elixir per attack, at least up in Legends, right, you're going to finish the track in no time. So it's easy free rewards for literally playing the game, plus actually exciting new troops. They haven't just stuck a pumpkin on the barbarian's head. They've actually given us completely new troops. I mean, I can't see actually what's not to like.
There are things they could have done better. Overall, though, I agree with you guys. It was smashing success. You know, it's creative. For a while now, I've been kind of wondering, like, are they creatively bankrupt? Because we haven't gotten a whole lot of brand new stuff, it feels like. You know, we had the Super Miner just ported over to the Capitol, which is and ended up being really fun, but it was kind of disappointing when the first time I heard about it. The way it turned out is cool, but we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, I don't know, just things they could have done better, I guess. There was a lot of confusion. There wasn't a whole lot of information about the event right from the start. It was things people had to kind of work backwards on, like the amount of free-to-play medals that were going to be available.
Right, yeah.
We were getting that information from creators on day one. And maybe they had wanted people to figure it out on their own and work their way through it. People weren't aware that more Sour Elixir was going to be available as the event went on. They had hinted toward that in one of the videos, too. There was the builder in one of the videos or notes they left somewhere said, you know, I hope it doesn't spread. You know, there's a weird balance between like letting us know what to expect by the end of it and letting us discover it along the way, too. And I don't know, it probably could have been done a little better, but it's hard to point to any one thing that they really did wrong there. All the troops are super overpowered. Do you guys think that was a mistake, or do you think it was something fun and intentional in the game?
There's a really good balance when they bring temporary troops like this. When they're overpowered just a little bit, it's fun for everyone. And then when it's gone, we miss it, but it's a happy feeling, you know? Lavaloon was definitely too overpowered, and it began to get a little bit frustrating. You know, I ran a few wars in my clan, and every war was... both sides got all stars, and that was a little frustrating. But now that they've nerfed them a little bit... now we got 29 stars, which is a little better. But overall, it's been fun. The other troops don't even compare to Lavaloon still, I feel like, after the nerf. I did see a video about the Witch Golem being OP. I have not played around with it, so I don't know about the Witch Golem. But overall, like I said, there's a balance you really need to strike between overpoweredness and balance.
I've been doing the Witch Golem since the Lavaloon nerf. And I'm still getting, you know, 6-7 triples in Legends a day. So it's still really overpowered. I think it does take slightly more skill, but it's mostly still a spam army anyway. I really haven't played with the Hog Wizard at all. I know other people are loving him, and I've seen some really cool attacks in videos for him, but I just haven't felt motivated to try after how easy Lavaloon and Witch Golems ended up being.
Yeah, I definitely do lean more to the argument that it's fun to have these quite broken troops, because ultimately they're only here for a few weeks, and you know, you just let people have their fun, right? Especially because Talon 15 has generally been fairly hard, and obviously that could change with balance changes due to come after Worlds, but for now, Talon 15 has been pretty hard, so... I think it's been quite nice just to let loose a little bit, have a bit of fun. Obviously, it possibly has impacted things which it shouldn't have. Like Legends, I assume, well, I don't assume, I know has been absolutely mental at points with Lavaloon. And in that sense, you might have argued that maybe it would be a good idea to leave the seasonal troops out of Legends. And obviously, they've been banned in almost every single competitive war that's taken place during this time. But on the whole, I think just letting people have a bit of fun with some slightly broken troops is fine for a few weeks.
Royal Ghosts weren't quite as easy to triple with last year. Town Hall 15 was still new, and everyone had level, you know, Town Hall level 14 defenses anyway. But Royal Ghosts were really overpowered. They cranked it up another notch with these troops. But yeah, it's fun. I am starting to get over it, and I'm ready to go back to regular Clash in a few more days, but yeah, I really don't want to make... I don't want that to sound like a complaint, because I've been having a blast. I'm still going to enjoy it for a few more days. I'm going to be ready for November 1st in CW Well, though.
Super random, But you said you're ready for CWL. It was so funny. Yesterday I saw Itzu put out a video about how there's not going to be mashup madness troops for the next CWL. But the video he was recording, it was already in Clan War League, so it was like previously recorded. But all the comments were so confused, like, oh, did Clan War League already start? Like, how is he already playing? It was really funny. I know that's super random, but it made me laugh.
You know it's going to be surprising people when they wake up and spin CBL and go to cook that first real army that they've done in a whole month, and they don't see lava loons. There's going to be a depressing amount of people who are upset about it. Like, do you guys have any ideas for other mashed up troops that they could do if they ever bring this back? What other combinations of troops do you think would be fun to play with?
That's a really good question. Well, one of the biggest misconceptions, well, not big misconceptions, is, well, a lot of people think that these are just mashups between random troops, but it's actually based on existing strategies. And so if there were to be new ones, they'd have to be based off existing strategies, the mashup of those troops, you know? And so thinking of strategies, I don't know, I'd have to give that some more thought.
Well, I completely forgot that they were doing that whole thing about related strategies, you know, Lalo, Witch Golem. So I just picked some troops which I thought would be funny to put together. Not that they ever have any relation to each other. So the first one I thought was, I looked at Seeking Goblin and thought, what if it could fly? So I thought about some sort of, I couldn't settle on a good name for this, but some combination between the super minions, thought we'd add a little super troop in there, and the goblin, which is basically a super minion, which has a goblin riding on it, because, you know, that's what they're about. And it's a storage loot targeting troop. And you know how the super minion missiles typically have, is it 4 long shots or 5? Well, this would have 2 long shots with unlimited range, and they just target any loot storage, which I thought could be quite fun in terms of doing some sort of snipes of town halls or something like that with the unlimited range. I thought there could be something quite cool then. And the other one, the other thought I'd had was, because I was just looking to make the funniest name I could, and that was the Head Rider, which would be a combination of the Headhunter and the Dragon Rider. And these would, this troop would target heroes just like a Headhunter, but any defense that hits the Dragon Rider would receive a similar effect to the Headhunter shot. So it would be slowed down and slowly damaged. So yeah, those are the two kind of thoughts I had when you briefed me on this earlier, Rick. They're absolute crap that I thought would be funny just to see what I could do.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
Like, some kind of resource targeting air troop could be fun.
Yeah. Like
a combination of goblin and minion is actually kind of, it would have to be really tanky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, it could be fun. That wouldn't be like a troop that you use alone, like spamming all the other stuff, but
farming. No.
Yeah. Like, you know, the Barchers really felt like more of a farming troop to me all month. I know some people were using it in place of like super barbs and a lot of other stuff, but. One of the things I was thinking of was a bowler and witch combo, like skeletons kind of bouncing out of the ball as the bowler throws it forward.
Cool.
So you're casting those skeletons ahead of you to do the tanking up that way could be fun and OP. And then also, I guess I didn't really consider super troops when I was talking about this, but the aura of the Titan, if that were like more. Maybe combined with the super Valk that did rage, like a rage aura around the Titan, could actually be really cool.
Mm.
And you would just do one of those mixed in with something. I don't know, but it, like, there's a whole lot of cool combinations that they could do. And then also, I saw someone claim this. I don't know if it's true, Spencer. You're the scenery guy, but someone pointed out that the Halloween scenery is a mashup in itself of previous Halloween sceneries.
Well, yeah, not just Halloween sceneries. It's a mashup of a lot of the recent popular sceneries, like the summer scenery, shadow scenery. Tons of sceneries have some sort of element in this Halloween, the ghost one. So yeah, that's true.
If they want to make this a recurring event, they've got a lot of options, you know, to have different mashups every single year.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people complaining about the scenery, though. That it was lazy because it took elements from existing yeah. scenes, And I'm like, well, the event is Mashup Madness, so they're mashing up a scenery. And it, some people did not seem to get that at all.
Yeah, this is the first scenery I've bought in a long time, too, because I actually did like it. I wanted to match all the skins.
Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The best sceneries are the ones that change the tile color of the grass, because it's just a completely new look that really looks nice.
Yeah, I do remember absolutely hating the shadow scenery when it first came out, because the tiles were so horrible for me to look at. I hated attacking it, but yeah, it was cool.
All right, so any final thoughts on Mashup Madness before we move on to Capital stuff?
I know we've been talking about this forever. I just want to say one more thing. That I kind of want to take credit for the existence of Mashup Madness.
Do you? Do you, yes. Really?
And you guys are probably like, what the hell?
I'm glad your ego is so in check at the moment.
Listen, so a long time ago, earlier this year, the devs asked creators, say, hey, give us some ideas for temporary troops. My response, you could go look at it now, Rick, but my response was, temporary troops are great, blah, blah, blah. But I mentioned something about formulating it around the story. And then I compared it to when the builder left. And then now, we get months later, they bring this event where the builder goes crazy, and now we have temporary troops. Coincidence?
You are stretching.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go see your exact words, but you send me the link to that comment, and then if I agree that it was on point or could have been an inspiration for the mashup troops, then I will owe you one.
Let's go.
And one of what, I don't really know yet, but we'll figure it out later.
You can buy them at Pints in Finland.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll do that. Super Miner in the Clan Capital. Are you guys using it?
Absolutely.
It's funny bring that up.
It's so fun.
Because I saw you guys talking about it last weekend. And I was like, it's probably not that cool, you know? And then this weekend, I saw Raid Weekend started. So I was like, okay, let me get my attacks in. And then, so I just throw down the Super Miners. And then I force quit the app. And I come back. And it says 60% of the base was destroyed in my attack. And I was like, holy.
What spells were you using?
Frostspell. I was basing off your attack, yeah. Frostspell is really helpful with the Super Miners.
I guess, in case anyone is unaware who's listening, the Super Miner strategy in Clan Capital right now is all 10 Super Miners, if you have all your stuff unlocked, but just all Super Miners. Hopefully they're leveled up, but you can do them with level 2s or 3s. Level 4s are just crazy, of course. But you do all Super Miners, and you get a couple Frost spells. You're going to freeze or frost the big splash damage stuff. You can do 2 Frosts. You can do a Frost and 2 Graveyards. Some people do all Graveyards, but some combination of Frost and Graveyard and all Miners. You throw all that down. You drop your Miners all in one spot. You force quit the app, and you come back. And it just works, and it's super fast because there's nothing for you to really do. You just drop it all down immediately. And yeah, then you come back. This morning, I did 12 accounts through the Clan Capital. So 72 hits, right? I did 72 hits in 40 minutes. And they were good hits, too. Liam and I were on at the same time, just crushing through my mini clan's capital. We did, I don't know, like 15 different clans in that amount of time. He has a lot more accounts than I do. And we're getting like 15 hits through a whole clan, mostly all 17, 18. It's a 2-hit on everything. It's a 1-hit on some stuff, and it's nearly always a 3-hit on the peak. So it's super overpowered. They're gonna have to nerf it. At some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because it's the perfect attack for me because I hate playing Clan Capital and. But equally, I want capital gold, so this has been working perfectly for me. But unfortunately, yeah, I don't see how they can conceivably keep it in the game when, if there's meant to be any skill expression at all, this completely wipes that out, essentially.
You don't have to watch it. You don't have to manage it. It's just, I know, 72 hits, and like I just put on a TV show, an hour-long TV show, and I was done before the end of it. I didn't like set a real timer. And that was like, I went up and got some coffee and went to the bathroom. You know, I was not trying to do a speed run here. It's just so fast. It's the most efficient way to not play the game. Like, they're going to have to do something with it.
Well, I'd say it's funny that when we first saw the Super Miners, we thought they were going to be boring and, you know, meh. And, yeah, they just produced this.
I mean, I feel like Super Miners alone just might not be a good fit for Clan Capital. And that's because they're the only troop that can bypass terrain, water, cliffs. No other troop could do that. And terrain is a key part of Clan Capital, you know, planning your attacks around terrain. When we have a troop that could just bypass it, it kind of defeats the purpose. I was attacking Bloom Lagoon, and the Super Miners went just straight for that island in the middle across the water, and I one-shot Bloom Lagoon because of that.
Someone in chat just asked to see a replay. So if my amazing verbal discussion of the strategy didn't quite do it for you, SanFGR is back making capital content, which is awesome. And I posted a link in chat. I'll put it in the show notes of the episode too. But he has a really great. It's hard to call it a guide because the attack is so simple, but it's a hilarious video that definitely demonstrates how OP it is. So check out his video. And he's back making capital content, which is awesome. So, like, shout out, welcome back to him.
Yeah, I'd just like to quickly go back to something Spencer said earlier. The stuff about no other troop bypassing terrain, that wouldn't be every air troop can bypass terrain, can it not?
Oh, yeah, every air troop. I'm talking about ground troops.
Right.
Yeah. Superminers burrow underwater, and they leave little bubbles. It's cool. It's cool looking.
Yeah, I do like the effect it shows.
I know, yeah. That's like my favorite tiny little thing that I don't know why I keep bringing it up, but I do enjoy it. The last thing I wanted to ask you guys, too, is we kind of touched on it, but is it a good thing long-term for the capital to have an attack like that?
Oh, definitely not.
No.
It does need some balancing, but like I said, I feel like everything could be balanced.
I mean, there'll always be some sort of spam strategy, right, in Home Village, in Builder Base, in Clan Capital. That's always going to happen, but it shouldn't be better than most other strategies. Right, you shouldn't be actively choosing a spam strategy because it's better. You should be choosing it because it's easier and can occasionally do quite well. So yeah, there's definitely needs to be some tweaking here.
Yeah, I there's no way it lasts in its current state. Like, it might take them a while, and I don't know how pressed they are going to be to address it. But I really don't imagine any scenario where it stays in its current state. So, like, also, just to kind of, like, contextualize how strong it is, too, in the raid metal calculations, there is, like, a cap. Because part of the calculation for how many raid metals you get is the amount of loot that your clan steals. And there are now clans who are getting over the maximum amount of loot that the formula will consider, too. Not a whole lot. It was something only, like, 10 of them last raid weekend. But now they're kind of hitting that performance cap. I guess it was put in place back when Capital was very new and there was a lot of win trading going on, and clans could get like upwards of like 3 million loot like per clan. But now it's like 1.6 mil is where that cap is at, and clans are hitting that legitimately now because of how strong miners are. And also Sparky too. Sparky's pretty strong. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's going to have to change. They're going to do something, and I'm going to miss it when it does.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Spencer, Sam, any other final thoughts on that?
Not particularly.
All right, cool. So I know, Sam, you were excited when this was announced too, but now we can play Clash of Clans on PC.
We can. I mean, obviously, everyone who is enterprising enough to buy or to download an emulator for many years could do the same. But yeah, there is official support now, which did surprise me that they were even going to do this, because I have definitely read a comment from Darian in which he said that Supercell felt that playing with a mouse and keyboards basically cheapened the experience, and they wouldn't want to offer a experience which they deemed to be subpar, which is why they didn't support emulators. But yet here they are offering Clash of Clans native support for PC, which is something quite extraordinary. Have either of you guys tried it out?
Yeah, I was playing around with it. I really enjoy having it on a really big screen, but I feel like you just can't attack on it because you got to be super fast with your mouse, and I'm just not fast with my mouse, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see why anyone would actively choose it to literally play on, right? Especially when, yeah, the pros use multiple fingers to attack, and even most people will use two thumbs, for example, right? You only have one mouse. You're not kind of getting that functionality at all on a PC. So on an attacking standpoint, can't see why you'd use it. But it is quite nice to see it, like you said, see it on a big screen. It'll, I'm sure, be nice for streamers who can spectate wars much easier. They don't have to have some sort of elaborate capture card device to put their phone screen on their PC to run their stream. Can just do it natively now. And if they improve the support, you can have higher frame rates, higher resolutions, which does still seem to be something they need to work on, but it's a potential. And on the whole, I think it's not actually a terrible idea. I think if they wanted to make it viable for playing, I have been reading a few comments on Reddit of people's ideas, and I think one that really did catch my eye was, for example, allowing keyboard buttons, so, you know, the number bars in 1, 2, 3, 4, to access your troop bar, so you can really quickly switch troops without putting your mouse in range. You give it a bit more... Yeah, exactly. Give it a bit more actual support, because currently it is literally Clash. It is like an emulator, right? It's Clash of Clans on your computer.
Yeah.
Your mouse is your finger. That's as far as it goes. But I think if they actually tried to make it slightly different, so there was actually a proper PC functionality, you know, you could use your keyboards, you could do a bit more there, I think there would actually be quite an interesting market for that, because for attacking, for example, where you lost multiple fingers, you can now potentially get to your troops much quicker, could introduce a slightly different way of attacking. But it's in a kind of beta at the moment, I imagine, or at least an early phase. So we'll see if they expand on it, or if they've just done it for a laugh and are parking the bus.
Yeah, they definitely plan to update it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm not asking this in a serious way, but would doing it on PC through the Google Play games give you like controller support? Because it could be, you know, like people always do, like, hey, I'm going to do an attack with my foot, or I'm going to do an attack with my nose, or things like that. But now I'm just imagining doing a war attack with an Xbox controller or a joystick, or, you know, my Xbox 360 Guitar Hero guitar, trying to do Clash like that.
That's funny.
So, yeah, if there's controller support, that could be some interesting content coming. I've done emulators for the longest time. Someone's dropping some emulator info in the chat. Emulators have been against the terms of service for a long time, but Darian's told us repeatedly they don't actually ban for emulator use. I've used emulators a ton. Half my accounts were created on emulators. I have been wondering if this isn't a step towards actually starting to enforce that section of the TOS and actively blocking emulators, because now there is a legitimate option to play on PC.
Yeah, and to be fair, I wouldn't be against that. I mean, why would you need an emulator? I guess the only argument would be it's only on Windows, I'm fairly sure. So I guess if you're on Mac, you're a bit... You've kind of drawn the short straw there.
Yeah, I imagine you can't get Google Play on a Mac, right?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so yeah. Well, I know you can put like Windows on a Mac, but it's...
Yeah,
not the easiest thing in the world. I don't know.
I mean, and that's a lot of effort to go to just to play Clash of Clans on your computer, to be fair.
Yeah, and yes, it's easy. It would be easier just get an emulator. I've used emulators a lot. It is really nice. Like if you don't need precision, you know, it's nice just to be able to sit there. Or like I would always have two screens open. I would be playing on my phone or a tablet and have a different account open on my computer just to donate to.
That's
so just yeah things like that. It was real nice too. Or if you're just farming, you don't really need more than, you know, the mouse and one finger just to drop a line of Barch around a base, or like a line of drags, and then one by one spells. There are certain attacks that are easy enough to manage. You know, low level stuff and farming is definitely easy on a mouse and keyboard. So it's just another option to play. But yeah, you're not going to see any like serious play on PC probably at least not with serious modifications. Or if people are on a touchscreen, then that's just the same anyway. So.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that. The fact that you could now use those kind of touchscreen laptops to play.
Yeah, I was. I mean, that's just probably the first thing I thought of, because I know a lot of friends of mine that have these touchscreen Windows laptops. I was like, would that work? Like a giant iPad now playing Clash. But yeah, I'll have to try it.
Are like touchscreen computers any good now? Like the last time I even looked at one was when I was in college, and they were all total trash.
Well, you were in college about 6 years ago, right? So yeah, they have improved.
Thank you for saying six. I guess. You probably meant that as an insult, but like, thank you.
I just say 60. If you heard six, you can take that as a compliment.
Oh no!
Yeah, we're gonna go with six.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
But,
how about 16? That's a compromise.
16, oh god,
it's probably mostly right.
But there are one feature, because the first thing I did, I don't know why, but when I booted up Clash on my laptop, I went straight to just clicking random things, and I ended up on the Super Troop sauna, and that's when I realized the mouse scroller doesn't work on when you're scrolling things, and having that. Not just a Super Troop, but on like the war map would be very helpful. And if possible, adding horizontal scrolling when that's the only option. For example, when you're in the shop and when there's so many offers, if you could just scroll on your wheel and it'll horizontally scroll the screen, that would be really nice.
Yeah, it would be nice for the deployment bar too.
Yeah, it just kind of reinforces the fact that they haven't really made a PC Clash of Clans. They've just put the mobile game on the PC, if you kind of get the difference. Like, they haven't really tried to make it optimized for an actual playing experience on the PC.
I mean, there is that guy that we talked to on the sub, that you talked to, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's all Sam.
Yeah, Sam, go.
wait, what guy?
The guy from Google.
The Google guy.
Google man, I honestly didn't really follow if he said much on our subreddit, but he did get back to me. So to clear up any confusion, a guy from Google messaged the mob mail, so not he wasn't yeah moving on he messaged mob mail saying asking if it was okay just to give some support and help people on with the Clash of Clans on PC, because obviously it's running to this new Google Play service on PC, which they seemingly have got Clash of Clans like on their debut pilot apps for it. It was quite nice to see someone from Google actually wanting to come onto our sub and help people with any problems or questions they had with the whole service. So yeah, that was good to see. Hopefully the fact that clearly Clash of Clans seems to be some sort of pilot app for this means they do have an interest in actively improving it, because it would be a slight shame if they did just call it quits here and not touch it again.
Clash is still a big deal on Reddit. The Clash sub is the third ranked mobile gaming sub on all of Reddit. We found out.
Honestly, it's more like the two in front of it are Pokemon Go, and that doesn't count.
Yeah. Apparently, there's two Pokemon Go subreddits, and they're both above us. But then Clash is three. Yeah. So that's, which is actually kind of cool.
Is Clash Royale and Brawl Stars not ahead of us? Not trying to dampen our success, but
I don't think it's solely based off of number of users.
Right,
I think it's based off of like activity and stuff like that, which is why we're number three. Yeah, there's definitely more subs that are larger, but yeah,
that's good to hear.
But a few more things I do want to mention about the COC on PC. First one being, I don't know if maybe this was a dream, or maybe you guys might remember this, but years ago, I think it was Windows, or they announced their newest update for Windows, and they said in the future they plan to bring all mobile games to PC. And I remember when they announced that, I went to Twitter, and a lot of these mobile game companies were kind of like thrown off, like they never told anything about this to anyone, and they were kind of blindsided by that announcement. Does anyone else remember that?
I do, yes.
Thank God.
was it meant to be a Windows 11? I can't remember.
Yeah, Windows 11, right. That was it.
I definitely remember them announcing that. And,
so I think this might be a cool product of that announcement, because the whole way they're advertising this Google Play Games is that it's basically your mobile games on PC, which is exactly what that previous, the original announcement was. So I mean,
there's seemingly no Windows involved until Microsoft involvement in this. It seems to be all Google's directive. I mean, it's almost like Google have launched their own emulator in a sense. So I don't know. That's a very good point. I completely forgot Microsoft ever announced that.
There's a ton of mobile games that make perfect sense to have on your computer too. Like, you can sit there and Candy Crush all day long with a mouse, like, with no problem.
Candy Crush is on the Windows Store, is it not?
Oh, well, I don't know. Like, I'm not a 48-year-old divorcee.
What did Sam? What the heck? One more thing I do want to mention is I'm pretty sure you're already able to play Clash Royale on PC through just Google Play. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't care about Clash Royale.
I remember back in like school, we would have these little Chromebooks and everyone would be playing Clash Royale on it. And
of course, the Chromebook runs on Android apps. Yeah, I feel like on a
Chromebook. You could play Clash Royale on, but never Clash of Clans. I remember I was never able to download Clash of Clans on there.
Clash Royale seems like it would be a lot easier to do with a mouse too, because it's more just drag and drop. Like it's going to be a little bit slower, but you could probably overcome that. All right, the final big topic, I guess, and we'll kind of burn through it and then get to questions. So last month, Town Halls 10 through 14 all got significant defense nerfs and offense buffs, or was it mostly just it was all defense nerfs, right? I don't even remember.
It was defense nerfs.
Yeah, it was all like defense, right? Too. So the dev of Clash King, Magic Jr., was cool enough to crunch the numbers again, and the new hit rates for Town Halls 10 through 14, they all took a leap forward, of course, which was the intent. But it wasn't as drastic as I thought it was going to be, too. Town Hall 14 only went up 4%. The 3-star rate at Town Hall 14 now is 54%, though. So, which is kind of weird to me. Like, it feels really high. I haven't played a 14 since 14 was max either. Town Hall 13 went up almost 9%. The 3-star rate at Town Hall 13 is 64%.
That's actually crazy.
Which is the highest 3-star rate of, like, the later Town Halls, at least. Town Hall 12 took a 4.5% bump. It's the new 3-star rate's 58%. Town Hall 11, this is the one that really shocked me, and I don't understand why this is. Town Hall 11 took a 12% bump, and the new 3-star rate's only 42%. How?
Yeah, how is Town Hall 13 the easiest out of all of these? That's crazy.
Yeah, and how is Town Hall 11 that difficult for people? It's got to be...
Yeah.
Like, me... Like, there's not the weaponized Town Hall kind of dip that you would expect at 12. Town Hall 11 gives you the Warden. I don't know. Town Hall 11 always felt really, really fun and balanced to me, too. Like, and so I'm surprised it's the lowest of all these.
I mean, I guess you could argue you can get to Town 11 quite quickly now, right? So, potentially people who get there now aren't particularly good at the game.
I know 11's often recommended as a good place to stop and catch up to when you rush, because that's where you get sneaky gobs. So yeah, like a lot of people will rush to 11.
Yeah, it's when the bases really start to grow and get spread out, especially to counter those e-dragons, because at Town Hall 10 and 9 you have more compact bases. But I remember playing, as soon as I went to 11, the first thing I noticed was these bases are spread out across the entire war map.
Yeah, I definitely think things change a bit at 11.
Yeah, like, you guys don't play anything lower lately, do you? Like, you're all 15 only?
I play Town Hall 11.
Oh, cool.
Do you play Town Hall 11? Or do you have
Town Hall 11? No, I do. I have two. My two most active accounts are 15 and 11, a max 11. It's going to go to 12 soon.
Are you E-Dragon at 11? What are you doing?
A 5 ICG is so OP at Town Hall 11. Like, I'm shocked.
What is 5 ICG?
I try not to tell a lot of people about it because it's insanely OP, like insane.
The Town Hall 11 3-star rate we just said is disgustingly low. So go ahead and educate people.
You can 3-star any base with 5 ICG. You just, it's 5 ice golems, Witches, bowlers, and vats. Clean up like 50% of the whole base.
Are you like zapping out infernos?
No.
It's just like pure spam.
Yep.
And then bats at the end, like bats and freezes for the end.
Yeah, what's his name? Clash Bashing was the one that made a video on it years ago. But yeah, you need a log launcher, just open up the base, 5 ice golems, and it's so overpowered.
And now we have something to talk about during pottery.
Yeah, that would be really fun to bring up.
and no one's going to know what that means, but all right, yeah. So... all right, you guys, thank you for hanging out in the live chat too. We got a few more minutes, so go ahead and give us something to talk about. Somebody asked Cockbook Win, which I'm assuming is the next Book of Clash comics.
No,
right?
That's not.
No, I think
that's Red's referring to Chromebook.
Oh, okay.
But yes, the next Books of Clash is scheduled to come out next month if you go on the Books of Clash website.
Did you guys both get the last Book of Clash?
Yeah, I got a hardcover and a softcover. I'm going to get two of each. Well, I just, because they're kind of different. The spines are different. The feel is different. So, I don't know. I'm weird. I get, whenever I buy a book to read, I buy like three. Because one just to keep on my shelf. One that I could like bend the spine and really read it. And then another, if I really like the book, I always give it to a friend. I recommend it.
Dude, that's expensive, buying three of each
book. Yeah, I've got over like 600 books in my library.
600 individual books or?
Individual books, not counting duplicates.
Right. So in total, you've got about 1,800 books if you buy three of each.
I mean, I don't have a duplicate of each one, but...
Oh, damn it.
When I go out and buy a book, I buy more than one. But yeah, I do have a lot.
That does sound like an expensive way of living. You do tend to find the most expensive way to do something, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. All right, do we have any questions?
Yeah. Someone asked where you can give us feedback on the podcast too. Yeah, we don't really have a whole lot of reviews on Spotify or Apple or whatever, so go ahead and toss us some of those. I know we don't normally ask for like reviews or like and subscribe and share and all that stuff, and we probably should, but yeah, if you all enjoy us and would be so kind, I assume some 5-star reviews on those various podcast apps could only help. And if you're thinking less than 5, then go ahead and just keep that to yourself. All right.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to reviews, we don't get any. So if you actually left a really thought out review, we will read it and we will like really take it as real feedback, because we don't get a lot of feedback, and so we value even the littlest.
I can see looking at Spotify, we apparently have 28 reviews. Not that I can read them just by looking at it, but
I mean, I don't even know where to look for reviews. I think that's all Rick.
Like most all of those are just stars without text. Right, if you are listening on Spotify, like every episode has a little question that's just like, how did you like the episode? And then if you answer it, then I can, you know, like we'll see it and we can publish it and everyone else can see what your review was too. So, all right. If there are no other questions in the chat too, we can move on to shout outs and then close it out. So, Spencer, what do you have?
Not really a shout out, more like an announcement. It has not been announced yet, but I recommend joining the event server. We have a huge event coming up, a huge announcement, November 1st. So go ahead and go there if you want to see what it is going to be.
Oh, and Spencer, you had an announcement right before we moved to shout outs.
I did.
Oh, and then through the magic of editing, that's going to make a lot more sense.
Oh,
I thought you were. I was thought, like, huh? I thought I just did. On set early
oh
there.
My God, you're funny.
So, all right. Yeah, Sam, would you like to start us off with shout outs?
I would love to start off with shout outs. It's a shame that I don't have any off the top of my head. So I'm going to pass that on to you.
Okay. Yeah, I should have wrote some things down. Yeah, thanks to everyone in the live audience too. It's always really fun when people are here and active and talking to us. Catfish, yeah. Catfish got me good. That's all I'm gonna say is bravo, sir. Just good slow golf clap. I'm gonna have to add sound effects. And then I guess finally too, just shout out to all my Death Eater friends. Thank you for all the fun messages of support I've been getting. It's cool. And thanks for not causing any shenanigans in my name too. I appreciate you guys all respecting that. And I think that's going to just about do it for us this week. Please go ahead and drop us a review and share it with your friends. We will be back in 2 weeks. Say goodbye, fellas.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. See you in 2 weeks. Well, Spencer wasn't interested in saying goodbye. He was just off. Sorry, guys. I'll say goodbye for him.
I know. Like, I might actually just not edit that stuff around. It could be funny.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he's back. Spencer.
I thought we were ending it.
Say goodbye. You say goodbye. You're so rude.
Oh, my gosh. Goodbye, everybody.
There we go.
Have a splendid day.
Like, also, I was expecting you guys to try and clown on me for like, my first crack at an episode title here. And I was like, OP-tober.
Actually, I kind of liked it, not gonna lie.
Like, I was trying to come up with a way to make, like, October work, and it just, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna say, it's gonna sound even remotely good saying that out loud.
I mean, I was gonna interrupt you, but then when I was you actually doing the intro, I thought I'd shut up and let you get on with it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll close this out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're done. Bye.
Au revoir.